You're going to work yourself to death. You've heard that before. It might sound like an exaggeration, but maybe not if you live in Japan. As Ibi Caputo reports from Tokyo, many Japanese are working such long hours, they're literally putting their lives at risk. But some employers, along with the government, are paying attention.
Every workday at the Tokyo offices of the construction company Mitsui Home, you hear this at 6 p.m. sharp. Everyone in the office stands, and one by one, they tell their manager what else they have to do for the day and when they'll head home. Naoki Takani is a spokesperson for Mitsui Home. The Rocky music energizes people to finish up their work as soon as possible. And for those who need to have dinner with clients, it cheers them on for a successful evening. Takani says this 6 p.m. ritual has increased efficiency and decreased overtime significantly. He says without that, people would just continue to work on and on. That tendency to overwork is in no way unique to the home construction industry in Japan. It's such a problem that the Japanese even have a word for it, karoshi, death from overwork. Stories of karoshi have made headlines in recent years. There was the young political reporter who suffered heart failure after working 159 hours of overtime and only getting 2 days off in a month. She was found dead in her bed, still holding her cell phone. There was a woman from an ad agency who jumped out of a window after tweeting, "I'm going to die, I'm so tired." And then the overworked maintenance employee who killed himself a year after his resignation was rejected.
In Japan, people are working overtime because it's just too much work for one person to handle.
Yohei Tsunami is a lecturer at Chiba University of Commerce. He says Japan faces some serious problems. It has a declining population and a labor shortage. Tsunami says companies need to consider whether more jobs can be automated.
What needs to happen is that we have to cut down on the volume of work that needs to be tackled and also improve the employer-employee relationship.
Tsunami says labor unions in Japan don't have a lot of power, which makes it hard for workers to seek protections, and that includes overwork. Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare classifies karoshi as the sudden death of an employee who works more than 80 to 100 hours of overtime a month. The most likely causes are heart attack, stroke, or suicide. According to a government report, nearly a quarter of the companies surveyed had employees who worked those kind of hours. Yamato Nakamura used to be a middle manager at a gas company.
The time card automatically punches out at 8.5 hours a day. So I come into work, and I'm supposed to leave at a certain time, but actually, I was working much more than that.
During the day, Nakamura says he would inspect pipeline construction, and at night, he'd process paperwork, not just his own, but his boss's, too. Nakamura says he became very depressed and couldn't sleep.
It got really serious. I was getting medication for the depression, but I kept working. It got so bad that one day I jumped onto the railroad tracks. I just couldn't control myself.
He says he attempted to kill himself 3 times.
But each time, at the last minute, my mother's face popped into my head, and I would start crying and I couldn't go through with it.
Nakamura is 37 now and no longer works. The gas company fired him 2 years ago, he says, because he was diagnosed with a mental disorder. He takes 15 pills a day to function. He says he and his wife have decided not to have children because of his depression. For now, he volunteers with an association that supports the families of karoshi victims.
I'm connected through Twitter with many who have a similar condition as mine. There are others who really have much more serious problems than I do. So I'm hoping to be able to hear their grievances, to be able to give them advice.
Nakamura says he hopes he can get better one day and return to work. In 2017, the government released a list of hundreds of what it calls black companies that violate labor laws in an effort to shame employers. But then last year, legislation was passed that caps overtime at 100 hours a month, even though the labor ministry has established that people who work that much are at risk of karoshi. Critics say this high cap could lead to more deaths from overwork. For The World, I'm Ibi Caputo.
We have information about suicide prevention over at theworld.org. You're listening to The World.